Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And to our international friends around the world, we welcome you too. We're all partners in freedom, and we're all facing the same satanic globalists that are trying to rob us of our spirituality, our rights, our fortunes, and our children's futures. And so to that, we say, no way. And we unite together. So I'm glad you're here. I truly am. We have in our guest segment, Deborah Tavares, and she was on a couple of weeks ago. We had some unfinished business. And I'm just going to unplug her and let her go. She is one of the most intelligent guests that we interview. And her breadth of knowledge and depth of knowledge on so many topics is so impressive that I'm just going to say, Deborah, what is it that we need to know based on what we did last time? And just going to let her go because she's done such marvelous research that she can explain this in such clear terms. And a lot of what she'll say, you'll say, I don't know about that. Remember, she's been years ahead of her time. You know, the stuff we're talking about with the UN now going to mitigate buildings and say, oh, you got to pay for it yourself. And if you don't, we're going to take your house from you because you're not eco-friendly. She said that on my show 13 years ago, and now it's in the SDGs. That's right. So, pretty amazing person. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, the very best at preserving your wealth, the very best at preserving your future. They can save your retirement. They can save your bank account. And I really want you to take advantage of this right now. Let me send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll rush it out to you and you'll say, oh, Dave, I see why you've been a customer for 5 years. Now, very quickly, the FTC wants me to tell you that there's no guarantees in anything and past performance is not indicative of future performance. We know that. But there's a reason why I've been with Noble Gold for 5 years as a customer, 6 years as an advertiser. Hey, let's go talk to Deborah. We got a lot to learn.
Hello.
Okay. A little easier than I thought, but...
Good. I don't even know where to begin, honestly, Dave.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm going to talk about patents. I'm going to talk about the mind control. I'm going to talk also about, briefly, about the new hydrogen scheme that I discovered.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of hit it.
We'll just have to get it as we go. Listen, I do this every day, and I get overwhelmed, too, with all the information. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cue it up right now. So we'll go in 3,
okay.
2, 1. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Welcome into our guest segment. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be joined by Deborah Tavares. And she has just done stellar work. And in fact, I just had a request from a radio show. Hey, we need to get Deborah on. So with her permission, we passed that along. And she needs to be everywhere and anywhere because, as you're going to hear, she has a plethora of information about what they're doing to us. In fact, I would say Deborah is overwhelmed because of the breadth of the attacks that are going on towards us, I should say. And I think you're going to find here that you're going to be breathless by the time we're done. So I'm going to shut up, welcome Deborah to the show, and get out of her way. Deborah, I'm so glad you're here. And I know how overwhelming this is, and it's hard to know where to start, but I'm just going to trust you to pick the right place.
Well, Dave, thank you very much. Again, I am Deborah Tavares. I manage 3 websites, stopthecrime.net, which is my main website. I urge all of you to go there and sign up for our email blast outs. We don't overwhelm you with these, but when we do, they're urgent and they're important for you to know if you want to know your reality. If you don't, then of course you won't. So stopthecrime.net is also the garage, so to speak, of all of the source documents that we have posted over the many years. Then I run primarywater.org. It's a website telling all of you the truth and the real beginnings of water. Water does not come from rain and snowmelt. Water is the evaporation process of primary water, which is made down below the mantle of the Earth by the process of hydrogen and oxygen, and as it merges, it causes a vapor, and it's forced upwards, and that's how we see hot and cold springs and geysers that spray up, waterfalls on the tops of mountains where there isn't snow and it's not raining constantly, and yet the waterfalls are flowing endlessly. So we need to understand the water facts. This is critical for our going forward. If we don't know how to get to spring water that is pure, fresh, unadulterated water, we die. And we are in the process of dying because our controllers want to certainly end any information about primary water, which is the reason that they blew up the Great Man-Made River Project in northern Africa and killed one of the many reasons that Muammar Gaddafi was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But we move on. The next website that I run is ToxicSky.org. We recently, a few months back, found a film that was never to have been released, and now is your opportunity to listen to it. It is profound. It is called Unconventional Gray, and again, this is on ToxicSky.org. Please watch this film. Michael Murphy created this film. He also did the first two original films about what in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? And this, of course, is what we call geoengineering or chemtrailing or overhead aerosolized death dumps, as I prefer to call it. So go, again, watch that film. Share it far and wide. Michael Murphy was murdered in the process of getting this information out. We stand on his shoulders for what he found out. And it's important to also observe in his film, Unconventional Gray, that he also at times lived in Lahaina in Maui, and he tested the water, and they were doing rain catchment, rain water catchment system of delivering water in Lahaina. He tested that. You will see that in his film. And the extremely unsurvivable limits of aluminum were found in his testing. Watch the film. The folks were being poisoned way before they were hit with microwave weapons that absolutely dustified Lahaina, make no mistake. So we're going to get into some old documents and then build into some new documents. I'm going back to a document that I have on my website. It's a CIA 1960 memorandum for climate control. And I'm going to go over this so that you understand where we have come and where we are. And I'm also going to be referring to the report from Iron Mountain. So the CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control was all about climate control by geophysical warfare. And the goals intended for the climate control was deadly floods. We're seeing deadly floods. Super lightning. We are seeing super lightning. In fact, many fires here in Northern California were caused by lightning. They talk about fracking, of course, tsunamis. Important to understand that tsunamis are controlled by weapon systems, and that's important to really understand. So are rogue waves. We have the patents for that. Earthquakes, we're going to get into that in a little bit. Earthquakes, of course, are controlled as well and created as well. They talk about how the federal dollar would be collapsed. We're seeing that happening. They talked about the plan for a CO2 tax, already done. The collapse of the petrodollar. Desert farming. That's interesting because that also entails desalinization, which is a horrific method of obtaining water. Because when we use a massive amount of energy to desalinate ocean water, we're creating toxic sludge. And of course, that's another advantage for those that control and want to kill the planet and us, to create more sludge through the effects of creating what they say drinking water. When we have pure, fresh, unadulterated, renewable water called primary water. They talk about the airspace privatization, water cycle privatization. We're seeing that. You don't know about primary water. And the water cycle has certainly been withheld from all of us, many of which we're going to see massive food reductions because the farms are all being told they must reduce their water consumption in areas of over 40%. So we're seeing many fields now being fallow because they're under the illusion that they have to distribute the containment in cauldrons of reservoirs that are distributed in a water system that never needed to be distributed in the system of water infrastructure that has been. And what I mean by that is thinking about the reservoirs and the aquifers and, the aqueducts that distribute the water. We need to understand now that reservoirs are weapons. They're a containment of energy or water. And we know that the targeting of energy weapons against concrete is degrading all concrete, all structures, all of everything that's a built system, creating constant miniature earthquakes, degrading the infrastructure and causing failure. We're going to see more dams fail. We've seen dams fail already, either that they were attacked by a weapon system that we saw in Ukraine, or certainly the atmospheric river dumps that they call excessive water that we saw in Libya, where two dams failed and just flooded out Libya. This is all controlled weaponization and use of energy. It's most important to understand all energy on this planet is now controlled, all of it, and that's frequencies. So going back to the CIA document, they talk about regime changes, they talk about depopulation, drug trade, autoimmune diseases, vitamin D deficiencies, algae and coral deaths, sunlight deprivation, which we're seeing, burning sun rays. I want to add this to the sunlight deprivation. Of course, we're seeing the reduction of plants and the reduction of the ability to grow our food supply as the sunlight is reduced. An interesting note, with the manipulation of weather and the creation of ice and snow, and certainly we see many, many different types of snow being created where we see golf ball size hail. And I'm hearing from friends in the Midwest of the United States that these golf ball size hails are destroying their solar systems. It's breaking their solar panels. That's just an aside note. But they go on to talk about ozone layer reduction. So this is the CIA memorandum, and it was managing the global rollout of the climate control at least since 1960 and earlier, and to enable and manipulate common education, the research of universities and institutional science, and the public opinion by the news in the media and the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and straw men. The CIA is factually the top organization of the global climate control governance. So with that, I want to bring you back to the report from Iron Mountain. I've just re-uploaded the YouTube version of the report from Iron Mountain. Over the many years, I used clips of that report in many of my PowerPoints. I would ask that all of you go and look at the YouTube version of the report from Iron Mountain. It is different than the report itself. You can listen to someone on YouTube while it's up, read the entire report that was presented right after Kennedy was assassinated and given to Johnson, the then president, who said that the report was a hoax. It is not a hoax. Please watch the YouTube. Understand, it does say it's a Christian alert at the top. Do not be turned off if you are not of Christian persuasion or belief. Understand this. In 1988, President Reagan adopted the genocide treaty for the United States, remembering that the genocide treaty had been adopted in the late 40s and 50s by the other nations around the world that are part of NATO. And in that treaty, the genocide treaty, it was just a couple of pages. It said that you could hunt and kill Christians. It made it legal, and of course, killing others as well. So you need to understand what has happened, what has been told before what we're now seeing. So I recommend all of you, please revisit the report from Iron Mountain. You will see how Waco and Ruby Ridge were set to be prime time watching of people being defined with government definitions, and the public watching and agreeing that these people needed to be murdered in live time television in living color. And we watched.
Was that to make an example of them?
Well, this was to lead into blood games, to change the perception of the American people's minds, where the government could define someone's persuasion, create them as an enemy, and murder them without any, the court proceedings is null and void. Justice is just us. It doesn't exist anymore for us. We know that attorneys carry bar cards, British Accreditation Registry, Regency, and they work for Rothschild. So this just allowed the presentation of murder. And it even said that in the NASA war document, Dave. It said that they would murder Americans in prime time. Now, the NASA war document was presented as a PowerPoint only 2 months before 9/11. So we were watching in prime time the murder of Americans by the use of directed energy weapons on those towers. Now, if most of you have not looked at the book that was written by Judy, can't think of her last name right now, but I would recommend that you read her book. I've got it right here, by Judy Wood, and it's called Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. So I want to say a few things about that as we lead into some patents that we'll discuss, and some other horrific technologies that we face that will not allow us to survive for long. So what was told in 9/11 was the people that were calling on their cell phones and reporting that they needed help, please get them out, they were being asked, they were told that the people reporting from within the building were saying it was very, very hot. And so they were asked, well, how close are you are to the flames? They weren't seeing flames. And not just a little bit under 50% of those that died that day were called jumpers. They were jumping out of the building because they were heated up with microwaves. That's why many of them jumped. And they called it raining bodies because of the multitude of jumpers that day. And in fact, a firefighter was killed because a jumper hit him. But what we know is that the dustification, you don't drop a building. It was not a demolition. You don't drop a building and have it only be a story high from what it was. All the steel was gone. All of the tubs, toilets, everything was gone. So we have to roll back with what we saw then and understand we were being given front row seats to a new technology of warfare that has now been used in a broader range throughout the world, creating all the floods that we're seeing, the fires that we're seeing. We were burned here in Northern California in 2017 called the Tubbs Fire, T-U-B-B-S fire. We lost well over 5,000 homes that fateful night of October 9th. Of 2017. We were actually, my husband and I, driving in to help evacuate family members. Many family members' homes burned. A common thread of these burns is that there is no water available. You're hearing that. Where was the water? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment, but there was no water during the Tubbs fire. And in fact, it was a complete stand down on what they call Fountain Grove. It was a very high-end home development, multi-million dollar homes. And the water tanks that were provided at the top of the hill for gravity flow for fire water were interestingly emptied. The tanks were emptied, and they said that they were doing earthquake retrofitting on the tanks, on the empty tanks. So that night of the burn here, which is very similar to what you're hearing in Lahaina, these are some of the situations. There was no water. There were no advisories at all. The cell phone towers were down. Nobody was getting any information. And at around midnight to 1 in the morning, when the fire really hit the mountaintop, there were no police, there were no fire, and there were no sheriffs on the mountains warning with bullhorns. There was nothing. The survivability rate was only because neighbors were pounding on neighbors' doors. Many that were attempting to evacuate were not able. They were burned alive. So we lost well over 20 people in that fire. And again, only because of neighbors knocking on neighbors' door did they survive. Now, one of the reasons that you don't see the access to water in these fires is if they were to show the use of fires on microwave weapons, you would understand they were weapons, microwave weapons, before we did, because water is like putting out a Tesla fire or putting out a lithium-ion battery fire. It is an electronic fire. It is a weapons system. Just as all of our lithium-ion batteries are weapons, all of the electric vehicles are weapons, all of the EV bikes and scooters are all weapons. These weapons explode. They can be targeted with directed energy weapons. And if you look this up on your search, you will find that firefighters are disclosing the many fires that are started by electric vehicles and lithium-ion batteries that are going unreported. You're not hearing about that. And why aren't you hearing about that? Because the United States is withholding that information because they want you to transition to electrification and not use fossil fuels, which, of course, fossil fuels is a bogus disinformation, which is, of course, our fuel never came from dead dinosaurs. Fuel, petroleum, is a renewable. Russia and Saudi Arabia know that. They know that that fuel is a renewable. But we have been lied to, and we have been propagandized and mind-controlled to think that fossil fuels come from dead dinosaurs and we're running out. The same thing with water. We have been so programmed and mind-controlled as not only the United States, but mainly as a global citizenry, where water comes from. And water does not, as I repeat, come from rain and snowmelt. That is the evaporation of primary water. So please remember that. Now I'm going to be jumping in to a little more detail about the report from Iron Mountain, because you do need to watch it. You do need to listen to it carefully, and then you can download or watch the YouTube book being read. But you need to understand what was told us then. It's as relevant now as it was then. In fact, it's further along, because they stated back in the 60s that 30 years represented a generation. Well, we're many years ahead of that now. So we have a weapon systems that are well beyond that, and we are being dustified. In fact, because of the high content of aluminum and heavy metals in our bodies, and you'll hear people saying we're doing heavy metal detoxes. Well, good luck with that. You have to detox constantly. There's never a time when you can't detox, but you can't detox the heavy metals out, because they're delivered to us daily in every format, in the aerosolized metal dispersion programs, as well as our food and water supply. And we have become now highly combustible. In fact, human combustibility is now very frequent. And what we heard...
Explain what that is to the audience, because they may not be familiar with it.
Yes, we can be targeted by frequencies, and we can be literally blown up from the inside out. Now, it's interesting to note when revisiting the book, the 9/11 that I just referred to, there was such a combustible event during 9/11. And we face that now. And you can go online and watch some of the documentation about what human combustion looks like. It is unbelievable. It can be targeted specifically to a person that is sitting in a chair, and that person is just spontaneous combustion, where the chair is not burned, Dave, but the person is gone. And in many instances, it doesn't dispose of the entire person and turn them completely to dust. In some instances, their feet remain, but the rest of their body is gone. So this is where we are now, because we are filled with metals. And understand that. That's why you keep hearing during the fires that the trees are burning from the inside out. Yes, because they have had an uptake of heavy metals, and indeed, they are burning from the inside out. So let me move on, because I wanted to discuss briefly the discovery that my team did on StopTheCrime.net about hydrogen. This is important because hydrogen is going to become the new fuel for planes, trains, and heavy equipment and ships. So what are we talking about here? Because this is a horrific, horrific scheme. It's going to diminish our water supply. So let's talk about that for a moment, and then I will refer you to StopTheCrime.net, where I did do an in-depth discussion on hydrogen as a scheme to net zero. Now remember, when you hear net zero, nothing is in a vacuum. There is no such thing as zero,
yeah.
No such thing. And so what we're now finding out, and I have been hearing this for a while, because when Paul Power, before Paul Power was died suspiciously, I would say, I would call it murdered, but let's just say Paul Power died suspiciously, he was the primary water expert that I interviewed multiple times. And he actually taught us and showed us. We were on many primary water drills with Paul. We actually saw the drilling process with our own eyes, or I would not be able to tell all of you right now that primary water is real, and it's manufactured, and it's a renewable down below the mantle. And we must know, all of you right now, because most of you will not be able to get to primary water, you need to know where your springs are. In fact, I found it interesting that Arrowhead, one of the water bottling companies, was just informed after 100 years of getting water from springs that they were no longer able to do that. This is just, I heard this within the last few weeks. Interesting, because they're shutting down all ability to get to water. Primary water. They want us to drink water reuse, which they're in the process of a complete conversion. What water reuse is it's fecal, urine, and pharmaceuticals processed through wastewater treatment plants. So let's get into hydrogen, because this is important. This is going to be the new green fuel conversion, again, as I said, for planes, trains, large hauling equipment such as trucks, and ships as well. And they're splitting the water, which again is two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. And they're pulling off the two part hydrogen. Now, this is a scheme that the United States is working in cohort with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is going to work in conjunction with the United States to create hydrogen gas, which will be available for purchase through Saudi Arabia to be sent elsewhere over the world. So we're now being converted from oil, which was more accessible and is accessible everywhere all over the world, to centralizing the latest scheme for controlling mobility. So they're saying that because the electrification is just, our power grid just can't handle the amount of electrification of EV vehicles, which we know it can't. We're told during heat events, don't charge your electric vehicles, and even when it's too cold. So we know that that is not going to work in the long run. We're going to be stranded, which is the intention. We're going to be confined into what we call human kill zones or human settlement zones, which are largely within city growth boundaries. We're seeing five-story buildings being built all over the country, usually within and near transportation zones. Now, I went to my city. Again, I'm here in Northern California. And between Christmas and New Year's of 2022, I went to the planning and engineering department to find out how many buildings were being built in my area, because I was seeing many, many, many buildings sprouting up, five stories everywhere, and they're all for lease. And I'm finding out as I go to these buildings that they're generally out-of-state builders coming in to California, as likely you're seeing in your cities as well, hiring low-waged construction workers and undercutting all local building teams so that the local builders are not getting any of the work from these build-outs. But these are all electrified buildings. They're all operated with key fobs, and they're all smart meters, everything. So this is an electronic kill system being built everywhere. These are for lease. The lease amounts are unattainable for the local pay for the people that live here. They can't afford to lease these buildings. So you have to wonder, what are all these buildings really for down the road? But getting back to hydrogen. So they're going to be splitting the water molecule, and they're going to be accelerating this form of energy transition. And I was talking during my discussion about hydrogen and the control of all energy, and I was talking about reversing the flow of rivers. And you can type that in for yourself, and you can see what recently has been happening to the Mississippi River. It's important to understand that when they create droughts, and which can lower the flow of river, they can then force seawater up the rivers, and that has happened right now in the Mississippi River. I found an article that I talked about on a show recently online that said the seawater was pushed up the Mississippi River 66 miles. I found that number to be very interesting. When I reported that on SGT report, and I have it printed out, I could no longer find that online. Now they say 70 miles up the Mississippi River, because 66 miles, of course, is our slap in the face continuously that we're being told by the rich men or the controllers of the earth, whatever you want to call them, that this is their game. This is their game. So we have ocean water now traveling up the Mississippi River. It's causing many problems along the people that live along the Mississippi River. And I won't go into that. Again, I have detailed information on StopTheCrime.net, on my recent show that I did more specifically about this topic. I do want to talk about concrete right now. We're going to see lots of failing infrastructure, such as the towers, such as bridges, such as dams, and we're going to talk about that briefly because this is all part of the directed energy weapon attack on all countries, on all peoples worldwide. So we're hearing about construction failure, and most of the structural failures we have experienced and will continue to witness is the result of directed energy and pulsed frequencies that are repeatedly pulsed into buildings, bridges, dams, levees, and everything else. And the pulsing is similar to multiple earthquakes. So structural failures are intentional, and we will watch many structural collapses much more as we move forward into this diabolical future that we're all trying to make heads or tails out of. And, of course, this is all, we're being told, related to climate change. Of course, it's not. I will say this before I complete the concrete situation. I have some sayings I created, and I want to just go over them right now so that hopefully these sayings become yours. And I just made a note, sayings to self. Remember, we are in a frequency warfare with advanced technology and capabilities to remotely control and take over folks' ability to resist, becoming raging, out-of-control assassins and able to commit all forms of hate and cruelty. We must all do what we can to reduce the increasing effects of wireless frequencies. So I'm going to urge all of you to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our blast outs, and listen to the recent broadcasts on Odyssey about many suggestions that have been made on how to reduce your frequency exposure. And these wireless frequencies are creating mindless folks that are void of ethics, morals, and concern for life itself. So we have to try to live in right conduct as we move in to a captured society of mindlessness. Please keep this in mind.
What will that look like if we move into with the right consciousness? How would that manifest itself?
Well, I'm not sure I'm understanding your question, Dave, but we're not moving into the right consciousness. Mm-hmm. We're moving into mindlessness. And that is out of control, and we don't have control of reshaping that, given the patents that I will go over.
Okay, let's go to the patents, because we got about 15 minutes left, and I want to make sure I get that in.
Okay, well, we will then. So I want to just also say one more thing, though. I want to say this. Many people claim that they are electromagnetically sensitive, and we must change our vocabulary. It's big that we change our vocabulary, Dave, because we must not use the word sensitive. Think of it this way. If you were stabbed multiple times with a knife used as a weapon, you would not be sensitive to this weapon. You are being intentionally pulsed and stabbed with frequencies that are weapons. Our bodies are being degraded, frequency warfare targeting most of us, and we are not sensitive. We are being murdered. So this goes in to some of the patents, but more importantly, we also must understand right now that there is a fast rush of broadband extension and equity. They call it equity and access to deployment programs across the United States and the world. They're fast tracking the intensification of Wi-Fi and 5G technologies and why this is a weapon of warfare. So I want to talk about this. We talked about this momentarily, Dave, about the Iron Dome. Let's talk about the Iron Dome a bit, because we're hearing that a lot. We're hearing that coming out of Israel. And let's talk about scalar waves and what scalar weapons do. Weapons.
All right, let's do it.
So, yeah, a Tesla shield was protecting a military target and can protect a military target and be made of three or more concentric shields that would produce multiple electromagnetic pulse energy to severe heating of anything which enters it. Think about that, severe heating. So I'm going to jump through this a bit, but Nikola Tesla in the 1920s created a protective three-dimensional shield, or a dome, formed by two or more transmitters sending widened scalar beams linked together over a target in a hemisphere shape. And instead of causing the target to explode with narrow, intense crossed beams, it would widen the more encompassing beam and could form a large plasma shell outside something to be protected. This acted like an electrifying force field shaped like a dome, which can cause anything which entered it to have its technology dudded or inoperative, make incoming aircraft pilots die by destroying their nervous system, and or make an increasing missile or aircraft or tank blow up. And they talk about the multiple layers that have been nested and made of different kinds of plasma, which now can ensure nothing could penetrate a protected targeted's ground space or airspace. And they mentioned, too, that the Russians can make a Tesla dome up to 200 miles wide. And these large luminous plasma shields have been witnessed by sailors over the oceans from time to time as various nations test their scale of weapons in secret. So we have to remember that in the early 20s, Tesla discovered that their globes or bullets of plasma, when crossed with scalar beams, sucking the energy out of the airspace in a cold explosion, causing it to freeze. Now think about this. Think about the freezing in Texas, or sending extreme heat into very powerful laser beams. Think about all the fires, all the heat. This is microwave heating. And these powerful beams can also travel right through the Earth and create an earthquake at the antipodes, which are any two places directly opposite each other on Earth. And Tesla experimented doing this. So right now, today, we are having a earthquake alert. So those that have signed up on Shake Alert apps that are being told to practice drop, cover, and hold on. These earthquakes are created. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
We are being taken down by frequencies that we do not understand, and we must distance ourselves as rapidly as possible from all wireless technology, including the smart meters on your homes,
yeah,
for electricity, the smart meters for gas, and the smart meters, well, you can't do anything about the water. Many people have tried to stop the deployment of the wireless water meters. Everything is being deployed. This is a space frequency fence lockdown.
It is. Deborah, I want to confirm what you're saying, too. I know one of the signatories of Air Force Owning the Weather 2025, and specifically, he quit because of the fact that he would not sanction earthquaking civilian populations who had done nothing wrong.
Well, for everyone that is listening, please understand your reality. And we must all individually do all we can do to be harder to kill and to survive a little bit longer in a world that is not making sense to the majority of people. And also the reality is, and sadly, most people are already mind controlled to the extent that they're not here. And many of you can see that as you're out and about. I see that all the time, and it makes me very, very sad. And I am only just trying to inform so that there is less mental illness and breakdowns as this continues to ramp up, because the mental illness fracturing of our minds and the process of destroying and killing us is now expanded. The great mental illness projects of, for example, the 988 hotline that you can dial in the United States for suicide prevention and or mental illness, they're tracking and monitoring the effects of how they're destroying each and every single one of us individually. And then there's one more important, very important situation that I want to talk about. I hope we have a moment, as I'm rapidly trying to find it. As I'm hunting for it, I can explain it here. It is actually a patent, and I have it right here. So this is a U.S. patent. It is about the methods and systems of prioritizing treatments, vaccination, testing, and or activities while protecting the privacy of individuals. Now, that's a bunch of insane vocabulary,
yeah,
so So let's break that down. And this is U.S. Patent 11,107,588B2, B as in boy, 2, dated August the 31st of 2021. Here is the abstract. System and methods for anonymously selecting subjects for treatment against an infectious disease caused by a pathogen. Now, I want you to think a little deeper in that. Treatment against an infectious disease or killing someone with an infectious disease. Add that in. The system comprises of a polarity, which means numerous electronic devices comprising instructions to generate an ID, someone, identifying someone, and when in proximity of another such electronic device, one or both electronic devices transmit and receive the ID to the other electronic device. Then a score is generated based on the polarity, multiple uses of this tech, of such received IDs. I'm reading this abstract, trying to fill in a few common sense ideas behind it here. Additionally, based on information received from a server, relative treatment instructions are displayed to the subjects based on the received information and their score. The server comprises instructions for sending to the polarity, many electronic devices, the information to be displayed with the relevant treatment instruction. In other words, different people are going to get different treatment instructions, whether it's treatment against infectious diseases or treating you to your demise. So additionally, they say in this abstract, the server and or the electronic devices comprise instructions to generate a prediction of likelihood of a subject transmitting the pathogen based on the score of the subject. In other words, are you transmitting a pathogen based on your score and what will be done to you when you are shown that you are? Because remember, this is a mass genocide program. And when you rewatch that YouTube video, the report from Iron Mountain, we were foretold. We also have synthetic telepathy, remote neuromonitoring, 5G and satellite harassments, and patents for all of this dating back to the early 70s and before. This is an electronic warfare. Make no mistake. The goal is the capture of our brains and the murder of the majority of all of us. The murder. So they call it neurological warfare. It is electronic warfare. It is the use of energy and frequency that has been captured. Everything on this planet is energy and frequency. Everything. All of us individually. We're all energy. We're all frequencies. So in the process of trying to defend as best you can against scalar waves and synthetic telepathy and remote neuromonitoring, all I can say is we're all on our own. We're all on our own. So the depth of what we discover and what we can do to deflect some of this neurological takeover and degradation and health degradations. In fact, some of the patents talk about causing cataracts. They're causing the diseases that we're all suffering from. Make no mistake. Everything is controlled. We are controlled. And some of us that are not yet controlled, we must continue to serve as beacons for those that are falling between the cracks, sadly. And we must help those with mental negative reactions to what they will suddenly realize and not understand. So I'm thankful that we can be on a show like this, Dave, to talk to people about what they face so that they can do a little soul-searching and understanding that this is what they face.
What can the average person do?
Reduce frequencies.
Yeah, okay.
That is the best thing right now that anyone can do. So that would mean reducing your cell phone usage or not using a cell phone, not much at all, getting emission darkness bags, storing it away, Certainly, where you can eliminate your electric smart meters on your homes, many places have the opt-out. We worked very hard at the beginning here in Northern California, and we got the opt-out for the state. Our group worked extremely hard. And Rothschild, that runs all the utilities worldwide, did not want the deployment of the wireless electric smart meter out. It was not discussed on any media. Any time that we went and protested against this, there was no media coverage ever. And then one day I just decided, well, let's see what happens if I were to get arrested. So on 1/11/11, after talking to my a lawyer friend and figuring out, well, what would happen to me, I was caught up in being arrested during a protest where they were bringing in smart meters, offloading them into an unidentified building, and they had little white trucks that were scurrying around like leaving a beehive and deploying these meters on people's homes while they were at work. Now, the only way that the people could prevent these deployments is if they put notes up that they did not want a smart meter. So we worked around the clock for a very long time. We put signs up all over, refuse smart meter. In fact, refusesmartmeter.com was one of my first websites in opposition to the smart meters. So what I want to say about that is the rest of the states benefited off of the pushback that Northern California protesters and people getting arrested, not just only me, but others as well. But when I was arrested, somehow or another, this went viral. I was interviewed not only by the New York Times, but by the San Francisco Chronicle, because here I am, at the time, an older woman, a grandmother, and I was not looking like how they portrayed the opposition to smart meters. They were making those people look like washed out hippies from the 60s. I don't have that persona. So that got out. That helped to bunt kick the deployment of these meters. And so Rothschild went to Vanderbilt University to get a psychological profiling of the protesters and come up with a way to stop the protesting, because they wanted a deployment. Again, this is part of the space grid lockdown, this global grid, this global smart grid. And Vanderbilt University came back with the idea to give us the opt-out. That reduced the concern. You could either opt in or opt out. So if you had a choice, it wouldn't be harmful either way, was the idea. And, of course, that was just a temporary illusion that we could hold this off. Many of us now here in California that have held off and still have maintained our legacy analog electric meters have now been under the wrath of PG&E, Rothschild, being told we have to now phase out and put on a remote smart meter, because they're cutting off all the meter readers. They don't want the meter readers anymore, and they want to save money, and they want to kill us in our homes because everything is being electrified. All the appliances are many, for example, our Energy Star appliances. This is a communicating of everything in your homes going through your smart meters. And it's not enough to just not have a smart meter if you are in a densified city environment, because you become a victim to your neighbor's meters through the frequencies that go through your wires in your home. And again, I discuss this at length. Please go to stopthecrime.net. Listen to some of my recent interviews about the things you can and must do to reduce your frequencies, and that would include getting Stetzers, STETZERS, to push out the dirty electricity that's coming inside your wires in your walls and being transmitted wirelessly through the air into your home, into your bodies while you're sleeping. And don't sleep on wire box spring mattresses. Yeah, don't do metal implants with posts, because those are antennas in your mouth. And Dave, of course, I could go on and on, and I will end this now by saying thank you all for listening. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please sign up for our blast outs. Listen to my other programs about the frequencies. Know that I've been doing this for many, many years, as many others have. Understand this is a massive weapons system. And understand also that you are being lied to about the origins of water. Understand where water comes from. Teach it to your children, because now there are well drilling moratoriums that will not allow you to get to water.
They are.
And
Deborah,
and there are.
We are right out of time here, but you know what? I do appreciate this. To be continued, ladies and gentlemen. This is an ongoing story. And you heard me interject three times. Yes, I can confirm that in this way. This is all true. You need to take it seriously and take action. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us.